Welcome to God's Playbook with your host, Father Rico Passero.
Lock at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown!
Let's play ball.
Friends, welcome back to God's Playbook. Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter, and the church uses this Sunday and calls it Good Shepherd Sunday. What a beautiful image that Jesus gives to us as he calls himself the Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd, and my sheep know me. What do you know about shepherds? Well, we know that shepherds are responsible, especially in regards to sheep, of keeping them in line, protecting them, guiding them, leading them, making sure their needs are looked after. The shepherd is responsible for keeping the sheep in line. And there's this level of trust between the shepherd and the sheep. Jesus in the scriptures talks about how the sheep know my voice. How many times have we listened and heard the voice of Jesus in our lives? In regards to prayer, in regards to moral decision making, in regards to forgiving, loving, in regards to what I should do in a particular situation, or perhaps just feeling motivated, loved, lifted up. There are many ways in which we can hear the voice of Jesus. And what's so important, friends, is to recognize that indeed the Lord is speaking to us. Hearing the shepherd's voice is something that we sometimes hear directly, sometimes through sacred scripture, perhaps after receiving him in Holy Communion, or through spiritual reading. Sometimes it's just in our gut feeling. Sometimes we hear God's voice through a loved one, a family member, a friend. And yet, aren't we all searching out and seeking out our Good Shepherd, Jesus, in our lives? What do we know about sheep? Sheep like to travel in packs or flocks. Sheep need direction. If one sheep starts to go astray, he or she can lead others to do the same thing. They need the guidance of the shepherd to draw them back to the flock, to keep them where they should be, to keep them safe, and to lead them. Sheep often have their own best interest in mind. They think about doing their own thing. And yet oftentimes they get themselves into trouble when they go off on their own, especially when wolves or other animals of prey may try to lure them in some way. And then the sheep finds itself in a whole lot of trouble. When Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd, he's also reminding us that not only is it a privilege to be a member of his flock, but that as sheep, we too should not be seeking things out on our own. It's easy for the devil or for the world or other external factors that are not positive ones to affect us, to change our mindset, to lure us away from the path that God has paved for us, to take us down a different path, a path that can be dangerous. And when we find ourselves stuck, that's when fear, doubts, and other things can creep in. So the church gives us here at the middle of the Easter season this beautiful Sunday in which we call Good Shepherd Sunday to remind us of our need to stay close to Jesus, our Good Shepherd, who lays down his life to protect the flock, who calls us each by name, who isn't comfortable with 99 out of 100. Jesus, our Good Shepherd, actively seeks out the sheep that is lost. Which of us would do that thing? Wouldn't we just be happy? Well, if Tom the sheep went off on his own, well, sucks to be Tom. The wolves are going to get him, but I'm not going to leave the other 99. It's Tom's fault that he's gone astray. Let him figure it out. And if he comes back to us, great. And if not, well, maybe it'll also teach the others, don't be like Tom. That's not how Jesus works. Jesus actively seeks out the lost sheep. How many times have we been that lost sheep? I know I have many times in my life, sadly. Yet I'm so grateful that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, brings me back. And have you ever seen a shepherd? Often the shepherd has a sheep on his shoulders, carrying it, or in his arms. Again, this image that Jesus gives to us is not just for the community at that time, where shepherds were very prevalent in the community, even though they were often seen as the outsider. If a true shepherd cares for the flock, he builds a relationship with the sheep, so that way they trust him and know that he's going to protect them. And that if the shepherd says, go to the left, that they can safely go to the left. Jesus is our good shepherd. He shows us the way. He models for us the path that we are to take. He exhibits for us that protection that only Jesus can give. And when we are astray, he's willing to leave the rest of the flock, to leave and take that risk, to come out and to search the one that is lost. Perhaps right now we might feel a little distant from God. Perhaps we might feel like that lost sheep. How can we spend more time to listen to the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd? Perhaps there's somebody we know that because of their own decisions or external factors, they appear to be like the lost sheep. Are we willing to work with Jesus, the Good Shepherd, to retrieve them and bring them back to the fold? How can we open ourselves out to be redeemed by Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who calls us by name, who loves us intimately and desires to have that beautiful relationship one-on-one and to admit us into his flock, along with our brothers and sisters who take on his name as Christians? Today is a great day of rejoicing. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, comes to us and gives us this powerful image so we can grow. We can listen, and we can learn from Jesus, our Good Shepherd. Let's spend some time today, friends, first and foremost in thanksgiving for Jesus admitting us into a member of his flock. Number two, let us, in prayer and in our daily lives, seek ways to better listen to the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who often speaks through his church to guide us and shape our lives. Three, may we commit ourselves that when we find that we are getting lost, to call out to Jesus, our Good Shepherd, to protect and guide us. Number four, to work with Jesus, our Good Shepherd, of finding those who may be isolating, so that bringing them back to the fold, they, like us, may receive the love, the care, and the protection of our Good Shepherd, who can never be outdone in generosity. Happy Sunday to you all. Happy Easter to you all. Happy Good Shepherd Sunday to you all. May we pray for more vocations, that Jesus the Good Shepherd will also choose men and women from among our families, from among our parish families, in our church dioceses, and throughout the world, to serve him, to follow in his footsteps as priests, as women religious, as men religious, as deacons, and as lay leaders, to go out, to bring the message of the Good Shepherd, and to follow that call. For God's Playbook, friends, I'm Father Rico. God loves you, and so do I.
If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us using any of our affiliate links in the description below via Budsprout, Ko-Fi, or GoFundMe. Thanks, and God bless.